It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Today on It's a Good Life, we continue our study in the book of John, and we're going into chapter 21. I'd like to back up in verse 30 and read verse 30 and 31 of chapter 20. It says, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." The things written in God's book, the Bible, and that is the King James Bible. The King James is God's Word. It's God-breathed. And I've said this before, it is the Word of God. It does not contain the Word of God. It is the Word of God. Now, we say does not contain. That doesn't mean that the Scriptures have not been divided so that you and I as people, could, it's been divided so that we could understand different sections of the Scripture. But had the Scriptures not been divided, we could have still understood what God was saying to lost men to save people. First of all, how to get saved, then how to live the Christian life. But the things were written that we might have life through his name. The Word of God gives life. And let me remind you that Jesus Christ is the living Word. The Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And that same chapter of John, chapter 1, verse 14 says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." This is Jesus Christ who came to this world to give life and to give it more abundantly. Now we look at chapter 21 of the book of John, and it says, "And after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself." Well, now I'm going to go to another section of Scripture right now. We might say there's a parallel here. It's actually not a parallel. I want to look at the beginning of when he called his disciples to his apostles here. It says here in verse 1 that he was at the Sea of Tiberias in chapter 21 and verse 1. Well, if you study the Word of God, you find out that the Sea of Tiberias is also called the Sea of Galilee. We go back in the book of Matthew, and we read there in chapter 4, and we read from verses 18 through 22 about Jesus Christ and some of his apostles here. Notice in verse 18 of Matthew chapter 4, "And Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee." Now remember, the Sea of Galilee can be called the Sea of Tiberias as well. "He was walking by the Sea of Galilee, and he saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them." Notice verse 22. "And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him." When Jesus Christ saves an individual, he calls them. He calls them to do certain things. He told these fishers, these men who fished for a living, he said, "You follow me and I'm going to make you fishers of men." Well, that's the way it is when a person gets saved today. He says, "Follow me, and I'm going to make you fishers of men." I fear that there's not a lot of people who name Jesus Christ as Savior who's not following him. You say, "Well, that means they're lost." No, it doesn't. It simply means they're not doing what Jesus wants them to do. He told his apostles here, his disciples, the ones who followed him on as he spoke in person to these individuals, he said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." If a person today who names the name of Jesus Christ as Savior, if that person is following Jesus Christ and that person is telling other individuals how to be saved, they have become fishers of men. they have become fishers of mankind. They have become someone and people who are telling others and other individuals how to go to heaven. I believe this with all of my heart, that if we do what God wants us to do, we become fishers of men. That means that we give out the gospel. Some people claim to be a little bashful in giving out the gospel. That's understandable. Everybody's not the same. But there are still ways that you can give out the gospel to individuals in this life. You may use a good gospel tract, one that has the plan of salvation in it, one that tells individuals how to go to heaven. You give that gospel tract to someone, and you may never see that individual again in this life, but that person reads that tract, and it doesn't always happen, but I'm sure it does happen because I've seen it and I've heard of it happening, how that someone will read a tract and they will see the plan of salvation there. They will understand what they need to do to go to heaven. They get saved. Now, you may not see that person again on this earth that you've given that gospel tract to, but when you get to heaven, I firmly believe that that individual is going to find you, and they're going to thank you for giving them the plan of salvation. Well, you may be bashful, and you may not be able to talk very much to individuals, but you can give them a tract. But I've noticed this throughout my life. Of individuals who start giving out tracts, eventually they get up the courage, we'll say, to tell other people verbally how to go to heaven. They learn through the Word of God what it means and how it means that a person goes to heaven. Now, they already know, the person who's saved, that how to put it in words. Sometimes a person, they just don't have the words. You know, the words, those words that they need are in the Scriptures. And as they study the Word of God and they get in and they start looking at, we call the Romans Road a way to heaven. It's found in the Bible, in the book of Romans. And it shows people how that they can go to heaven. And that individual who has been saved, they become a fisher of men and they start giving out the Romans Road. They start telling individuals how that they need Jesus Christ as Savior. And this is the way to do it. This is the way that you are saved, not become saved. It happens all at once when you receive Jesus Christ as Savior. But the fisher of men tells that person, this is what God says in His Word. So I would suggest to you, if you're not telling other individuals about Jesus Christ, you need to become a fisher of men. You need to start. If you feel that you're bashful and you can't speak, you need to give a tract out. Now, you can give that tract out to many individuals, and I've had very few people who have refused to take a gospel tract from me as I've handed them out. And then the courage comes, and you will find some people who will refuse to listen to you, but you will find others who are willing to listen to you as a fisher of men, willing to listen to you to tell them, to explain to them how they too can go to heaven with you one day and see Jesus Christ personally because He becomes their Savior. Well, in verse 1 of chapter 21, I remind you, it says, in these things Jesus showed Himself again to the disciples. He showed Himself again, not only the chapter we just left in chapter 20 of the book of John, He showed Himself to His disciples. But here again, He's showing Himself. And we just got through reading in the book of Matthew, He showed Himself there. But He showed Himself again at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed He Himself. Now notice verse 2. There were together Simon Peter. Remember, Jesus spoke to Simon Peter and the other disciples who became apostles later on. He spoke to them in Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. And now we see Simon Peter again at the Sea of Galilee, or the Sea of Tiberias. And there were together Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus. There's the old doubter again, he who became a believer, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee. These people, they became fishers of men, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. Well, Jesus Christ now is getting ready to show Himself to these people. He's getting ready to show Himself to these people He told they would become fishers of men. Now, on the surface, it would seem that they were just lazy. They decided they were going to go fishing. Well, I like to fish, but they were going fishing because they made a living at fishing. They were professional fishermen. And as they went, we might think, well, these slackers, Christ was gone. He appeared to them, but now they didn't know where he was at as such. And they said, well, what's the use? We're going to go away. We're not going to do anything else for the Lord or for God or anything. Well, that's not the case. I believe that Jesus had instructed these individuals to go to this place, to go there, and he would be with them once again. Now, I believe that this is what they did, and this is why they did it. They were waiting to see the Lord once again. And as they were fishing that night, they caught nothing. And verse 4 says, but when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. Here's the one they were looking for. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Well, certainly they had been toiling all night long, and if there was someone standing on the seashore there, they wouldn't have paid much attention to that individual. They were still fishing, and they were doing what they knew to do as professional fishermen, but they had caught nothing. Doesn't sound like they were too professional, does it? In verse 5 it says, then Jesus saith unto them, children, have you any meat? They answered him, no. Jesus said, did you catch anything? In other words, did you have any luck fishing? Well, we know there's no such thing as luck, as Jesus is going to show them in just a few moments here. Verse 6, and he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast, therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. He said, you think you're a fisherman? You think you're professional? Watch this now. I'm going to tell you how to really catch the fish. Cast your net on the right side of the ship, and you're going to be able to catch. It says, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. They couldn't even bring in the net into the boat because of the great multitude of the fish that they caught in that net. Now, they had fished all night long. They had caught nothing. But Jesus told them, cast your net to the right side of the ship, and the boat, and you're going to catch fish. And they did. Well, what did Jesus tell before in Matthew chapter 4? He said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Here's another object lesson that he was helping these fishermen to understand. You listen to me, and you're going to catch fish. You do it my way, and you're going to catch fish. He told them they would be fishers of men. He said, you do it my way, and you're going to see people saved. You're going to see people come to a saving knowledge of me because I'm the Savior. They listened to Jesus Christ at this time. They cast their net, and they drew in the net. They couldn't draw it in because there were so many fish in that net that it would have broken. It would break. And Jesus tells us, you don't underestimate what I've done for you. Don't underestimate what I can do for other individuals. You get out there and you tell people about me. You tell them that Jesus saves. And he says, you follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. Cast your net. And you'll see that once you start giving out my word, Jesus Christ says my word, then you're going to see a multitude of individuals come to a saving knowledge. Give out the word of God today. Tell someone about Jesus. Give a tract out. And better yet, tell them how that they too can go to heaven just like you're going one day, and you're going to see Jesus, and so will they if they trust him as Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.